Alrighty, folks, thanks for coming to the show. I'm Jason Isman with the 400 Unit. We're from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, for the most part. Real happy to be back in Denver. Thank you all so much for coming out. We hope you have a great time tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
thank you. We're real happy to be here. You guys are great. Thank you so much. This is going to be a fun, fun night. I can tell you all that. Over here to my right on the electric guitar from North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Sadler Vaden. Decoration Day. That man who rolled a stone on his grave, what would he say? He'd say, keeping me down, boy, I'll keep you away. It's Decoration Day. Thank you. Truckers. those were different days. Those were different days. Those were different over here on the keys from Baltimore, Maryland, Derek DeBorja. He's got all kinds of shit over there. He's got all kinds of buttons. He's got the most beautiful accordion you've ever seen. He's going to bring that out a little later. Yeah. The accordion's a magic instrument. It simultaneously makes me feel romantic and hungry. That last song was on a record called Southeastern that we put out a couple of years ago. This next one's on a new album. It's called Something More Than Free. It came out back in the summertime. I'm going to do a lot of the songs off both of those records tonight for you. Some old stuff as well.
Teach me.
Replace the doubt and cursing. Teach me how to learn a lesson. Teach me how to forget, as I ain't sorry just yet. Teach me how to learn a lesson. Tuscumbia, Alabama, Chad Gamble. I hear the thanks to Raylan Baxter and his band for opening up the show for us. Great singers, got great songs, they play really well together. It's a pleasure for us to have them out here. And they're good Nashville folks, too, so it's kind of like bringing a little piece of home, you know, up here. Another one of those old songs. So I belly up and I disappear. Well, I ain't really drowning, cause I see the beach from here. And I could take Greyhound home, and when I got there, it'd be gone.
Goddamn, 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 godd
is goddamn long, goddamn lonely love. All I got is this goddamn long, goddamn lonely love. I'm and the man that I really am. Use me for Last week, he's got a little convertible car for the winter, and he showed it to me when we met up to get on the bus the other night. And he said, "Man, take a look at my car. It's a beautiful, beautiful automobile. I like it a lot." Jimbo said, "Man, I'm thinking about getting one of those personalized tags, personalized license plates. I'm thinking about getting, you know, like Bassman." And I said, have you considered maybe getting one that says Jimbo? He said, "Man, that's a good idea." He said, "But the problem is, I don't think I want people to know that that's my car." I said, "Jimbo, it's a convertible. And you live in Florence, Alabama, everybody's going to know it's your car. They're going to know. They already know. That's Jimbo's car. Jimbo." Woo! Convertible Jimbo. Son and Ski. We're Son and Ski combined. Jimbo Hart. It's like a snowmobile.
Rough this
this time of year. Close the highway down. It don't warm the town. I've been fighting second gear for 15 miles or so. Try to beat the angry snow. I know every town worth passing through. What good is knowing you? No one is showing up to. And I've grown tired of traveling alone. Tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride? Thank you. starts screaming, and it looks like it's all through. And it'll stop me back to life, and you tell me my wife will feel the full being alive. It's all my guts and my glory, but I know a great story. Cheap roses in my shopping car. Headed out to the truck without breaking down. Guess everybody knows you as Speed Trap now. It's a Thursday night, but there's a high school game. I'll sneak a bottle up the bleachers and forget my name. These 5'8 bastards from the Shadow Cross. It's a boy's last dream and a man's first law. And it never did occur to me to leave till now. When there's no one left to ask if I'm alright, sleep until I'm straight enough to drive, then decide if there's anything that can be left behind. Doctor said that he wouldn't make it here, but the holidays are over and he's still here. How long can they keep you in the ICU? See the veins through the skin like a faded tattoo. Was a tough state trooper till a decade back, when that girl that was a mama caused his heart attack. He didn't care about us when he was walking around, just pulling women over in a speed trap town. And it never did occur to me till the night when I realized he'd never be alright. Sign my name and say my last goodbye, and decide slept a couple hours in the pickup truck. Drank a cup of coffee by an Indian man, 1,000 miles away from that speed trap. 1,000 miles away from that speed trap. Jimbo Hart on the bass. Zach Campbell back there on the drum. Gary DeFore Hall on the keys. And a big old thanks to Raylan Baxter and his fantastic band for opening up the show tonight. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Thanks to AET for putting on the show. And thanks to the beautiful Ogden Theater for being such a badass place to play. from the sky we look so recognized. Thank you. just lucky to have work. Every night I dream I'm drowning in the dirt, but I thank God for the work. And the day will all come, I'll find a reason, somebody pray. Maybe we'll see some of y'all tomorrow night. If not, we've had a hell of a lot of fun this evening. And we'll be back as soon as they'll let us come back. We'll play some more music for you. Thank you guys so much for coming to the show. Y'all have a great night. It's this bar and this cover band trying to fake their way through castles made of sand. There's one thing I can't stand. Maybe you won't get to sleep till dawn again. No. Saddened and cooked and trying to bake.
Live performances on the air since 1988.
Welcome to a live session in KBCO Studio C.
From Quiznos, born in Colorado, and home of the premium toasted sub.
97.3 KBCO.
Scott Arbo into KBCO Studio C with a very special guest, Jason Isbell. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me in.
It's really an honor to have you here in Studio C, a sold-out show last night.
Yeah,
and another one tonight.
Crazy weekend. Lots of fun here in town. And the studio's nice. Everything sounded good, and they treated us well. It was fun.
Well, it's great. In fact, why don't we just jump in and do a song for us? What do you want to play?
All right. The first song that we'll do is the title track off of the new album. It's called Something More Than Free.
All right. When I get home from work, I'll call up all my friends, and we'll go bust up something beautiful. We'll have to build again. Get home from work, I'll wrestle off my clothes and leave them right inside the front door. Nobody's home to know. You see, the hammer finds the nail, and the freight train needs a rail. I guess I'm doing what I'm on this earth to do. I'm just lucky to have the word. Sunday morning, I'm too tired to go to church, but I thank God for the word. I thank God for the word. chair beside the Father and the Son. With no more holes to fill and no more rocks to break and no more open boxes on the trucks for someone else's sake. You see, the hammer finds the nail and the poor man's up for sale. I guess I'm doing what I'm on this earth to do. I don't think, oh, why I'm here where it hurts. I'm just lucky to have the work. Every night I dream I'm drowning in the dirt, but somebody proud to love a man like me. My back is numb, my hands are freezing. What I'm working for is something more than free. And I don't think, oh, why I'm here where it hurts. I'm just lucky to have the work.
Jason Isbell, live in KBCO Studio C with the title track from your brand new album. Beautiful new record, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been a joy to tour behind it.
I bet. And Southeastern was such a breakthrough record for you.
Yeah, it was. It was. A lot of new fans came along, and it's changed a lot of things. You know, both of those records have, really.
Well, you swept the Americana Awards in 2014, man.
Yeah, with Southeastern, I did, and that was just a prize to me and a big honor. I mean, that the Americana Awards is pretty special because you're getting awards from people like Lucinda Williams and Buddy Miller and, you know, Jim Lauderdale and Emmylou Harris and, you know, folks who I really grew up listening to. So it's a pretty special thing.
Well, to get the album and the artist. And the song for Cover Me Up?
Yeah, that was the song.
It must have been a pretty special night for you.
Yeah, it really was. We had a great time. My wife and I were trying to watch the awards, but, you know, every time we'd get sit down, they'd come tap me on the shoulder and say they needed me again. So
yeah.
That's a good problem to have.
Well, we'll probably have that problem come Grammy time because you've been nominated for 2 Grammys.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I'll win or not, but I'm excited to go. You know, my wife gets to get a real fancy dress, and we get dressed up, and it should be a lot of fun. I've never been to that thing before, so I think I'm in for a treat.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you there. The TV cameras will capture you. I mean,
they'll probably wind up on my wife at some point if they know what's good for them.
It's always about the wife.
Yeah.
Best Americana album and best American roots song. For that wonderful song, 24 Frames.
Yeah, thank you.
Love that song. Would you play that for us?
Yes, we will indeed.
Jason Isbell, live in KBCO Studio C.
This is how you make yourself vanish into nothing. This is how you make yourself worthy of the love that she gave to you back when you didn't know a beautiful thing. This is how you make yourself call your mother. This is how you make yourself closer to your brother. Remember him back when he was small enough to help you sing. You thought God was an architect. Now you know he's something like a pipe bomb ready to blow. And everything you built, it's all for
Jason Isbell, live in KBCO Studio C. You've had a lot of great moments in your life. One that comes to mind that would have been amazing for you after living in Nashville was four sold-out nights over at the Ryman
Theater, yeah,
the home of the Grand Ole Opry for all those years. I've been in that theater. That's a beautiful place to play, I bet.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And, you know, a lot of the old venerated rooms, you come in, people say so-and-so played here, so-and-so played here, and then the room turns out to be a disaster. But the Ryman actually is one of the rare places that has the history but also the functionality. It sounds really good in there, especially if you keep your volume under control. The sight lines are great. Everybody can see the show. And, you know, I like the fact that they have church pews in there. You know, it keeps people up on their feet for most of the night sometimes.
It's not the most comfortable place to sit.
No, it's not supposed to be, though. Right. You know, you're not supposed to be on your ass the whole time at a concert.
Well, we have an iconic venue that has uncomfortable seats here in Colorado.
Yeah,
too.
You do.
It's called Red Rocks, and we are here to make a major announcement for you.
Yeah,
a show coming to Red Rocks. Two sold out shows here in Denver last night and tonight, but you will be back September 14th.
The 14th of September, yeah, we'll be back at Red Rocks. That's very, very exciting. You know, I played there once with the Drive-By Truckers when we were opening for the Black Crows years ago, but I've seen some shows there. Always, always a great place to see a show, and one of those legendary venues, you know, that's probably as good as anywhere else in the country to play. So we're real excited to come back and do that show.
We have a pair of tickets for tonight's show, 303-631-2973, if you want to give us a call. Set you up and put that date on your calendar, September 14th.
Yeah, the 14th at Red Rocks. This will be the first time we've headlined there, so I'm super excited.
Jason Isbell, thank you for playing live in KBCO Studio C.
Thank you. We enjoyed it. Thanks for having us in.
KBCO Studio C, sponsored by Quiznos.
You've been listening to live music from the one and only KBCO Studio C.
97.3 KBCO.